one of the other things that sort of slowed down our whole CD production thing was that my dad got very, very sick and was at Eastern Maine Hospital for a year, actually. And it was kind of like one medical mishap after another. It was actually pretty tragic. But the other verse in the first song, God Sends an Angel, talks about the patient on the second floor that started to slip away. The nurses all rushed. Well, my dad had coded one night. And my dad was a coach, and he was a Marine, and he was kind of... He didn't talk an awful lot about his feelings, you know. So one night when he called and he said he had a visitor, I was amazed. I didn't know what he was talking about. And my sister Sharon said, "Dad, tell Susan about the visitor that showed up last night." Well, Dad had coded, which means that he had died. I mean, literally. And they were trying to bring him back to life. They rushed him onto a gurney and pushed him down the hallway to take him to x-ray because they wanted to see if there was an obstruction or something, and he was like blue, literally, and it was in the middle of the night. Well, he told me that as soon as he got on the gurney and he got out into the hallway, there was another gurney beside his with a man on it, and they were two gurneys traveling along together. And of course, you know, I'm in Nashville and I listen to this on the phone and I think, how irresponsible is that? You're in a crisis and they've got some other guy they're working on at the same time. And he said, "No, Susan, you don't understand. This guy on the gurney, he had long hair and he had a beard. And he stayed with me in the elevator and down the hallway. And when I went into x-ray, he was with me in x-ray. And he stayed with me the entire time." And he said, "It was Jesus." And I couldn't believe it. And he said, "We had the most wonderful conversation that I've ever had in my life." And I thought, wow, that's amazing. He said, "I don't remember a word of it, but I just remember it was just so fabulous." So I was really excited. And, you know, I called up all my friends and I was telling them, "I can't believe the story, but this just, it so affirmed my faith because, you know, I was questioning and I was thinking, you know, he's so sick. Where is God?" And so I called him and I had this one friend. His name is Charlie Flood. He actually introduced me to my husband. And Charlie is kind of, he's from New York. And he's kind of like a cross between Jay Leno and Archie Bunker. He's like, he's really funny, but he's very opinionated. So I told Charlie, I said, "Charlie, you're not going to believe this. What happened to my dad?" And I said, you know, I was telling him a story, and I said to my father, "Dad, did you tell him to lay his hands on your kidneys so they could heal you?" And Charlie goes, "Isn't that just like a woman? Oh, he didn't tell him Jesus what to do." He's like, "Susan, he's Jesus. He knows." But anyway, eventually my dad did lose his fight. But it was a great comfort to me to know that Jesus had been with him that night. So I'm sure that Jesus was there to take him home again. And when we got back to Nashville after the funeral, my son Gareth woke me up one morning and he was crying. He said he had had a dream and he had gone out into the living room and my dad was sitting on the couch reading the paper like he always used to. And he said he cried out when he saw him. And Dad put the paper down and wrapped his arms around him, and he said, "It's okay, I'm still here." And so I wrote this next song, it's called "I Am With You Still," and I just want to dedicate it to anybody who has lost somebody special, because there's an important message there, that they're still with us. Even though you cannot see me, we're not apart, I'm in your heart. Part of me will always live inside. In the quiet of each morning, the breaking dawn, love goes on. I will be there right beside you, like I am right now. I am a thousand winds that blow. I am the freshly fallen snow. Gentle summer's rain. I am the wild birds and flowers.
mind every time. Trust the road that lies before you. You'll never be alone. I am a follower.